Well, they used to draw pegs in the meat, you know, and hold it while they cut it.
Oh, I didn't remember
that. They had pins, they had to draw it in there. Well, that's the last one I know of.
What is, that's oak, is it?
No, I think it's sycamore.
Oh, I see.
I think they always use sycamore.
Oh.
I think that's about all I got here.
All right, sir. Glad to meet you, Mr. Hutchins.
Let me open that door.
All right. Let's have a chair. I wanted to ask you different kinds of you start with a river. What's smaller than a river in this area?
Creeks and bows.
Do you have a branch?
Creeks and bows.
I see. Do you ever say branch? Anything?
I reckon you'd call them a branch, but we call them creeks and bows more than anything else. And a branch too.
I see. You ever use the word slough? What's a slough?
Well, now, slough is inactive stream of water.
I see.
It's not running.
I see.
It may run in overflow or something like that, but generally speaking, I don't think it's running water.
I see. You mentioned bottom land. When you have some water that's or some land that's underwater a lot of the time.
Yes, sir.
Is that?
That's swamp land.
It's a swamp. I think, did you mention, did you have a pantry in your house?
What?
Did you have a little room off the kitchen in your house you might call a pantry?
Yes, sir.
What did you do in the pantry?
Well, the pantry is a catch-all. It has utensils and a place to store different things.
I see. The difference between a loft and an attic.
An attic is generally finished, sealed, enclosed. A loft is just, say, next to the rafters.
I see. So in the barn, you'd have a loft.
Yes, yes.
When you take a calf away from the cow, what you call that noise the calf makes?
That what?
When you take a calf away from the cow, what kind of noise?
Blatant.
I see.
Blatant.
What does the old cow do?
Well, she lows.
I see.
Lows. You call it L-O-W-S. That's the way I'd spell it.
And the horse, when he comes in to eat, what does the horse make?
They neigh.
Do they ever nicker?
They have a peculiar call.
I see. Is that a whicker or a? Is that a, what do you call that?
I would call it the horse that neighing.
I see.
I may not be right.
Well, did anybody ever call that a nicker?
So,
did they ever call that a knicker?
Oh, yes, they do that too, but that's a different kind of language.
I see. The thing that some lines would come back to on the wagon, a swingle tree or something like
that? Well, the swingle tree is what you hitch the mule to the wagon. It's attached to